Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dame i panové. I vitajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5:15 hodiny u Pittsburghu a 5:10 hodiny u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 26. septembra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusin America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, September 26th, 2021. A little later in the broadcast, our historic focus today will be on Andriy Karabelesh, who was a pedagogue and a poet from Zakarpattia, whose 115th birthday we commemorated Friday, the 24th of September. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going to Zakarpattia. First, we have the ensemble Krasia with Chervena Ruja Troyaka. After that, we have the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor with Oi Marichko Chicheri.
Chervena Ruja Troyaka, Chervena Ruja Troyaka, Malaya Muja, Muja Ya Mala, Malaya Muja Piyaka, Vinlichne Robit Tilki Pie, Vinlichne Robit Tilki Pie, Pride.
Не бив її муж котому, не бив її
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you'd like to make a donation, there are several ways for you to do so. You can get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can do as Mary Ellen Mintz did. She went to our webpage and made a donation that way. I would like to thank Mary Ellen Mintz for her donation through the c-rs.org webpage. So go to c-rs.org. On the menu bar, you will see Donate and click on Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. It's not too early to start thinking about donating for the holidays. We will again have special Christmas broadcasts this year, as we have for the last 17 years. So if you are interested in maybe holding a spot, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Черешен, черешен, зелена черешен, чия же я буду невеста на осень? Чия же я буду, чия же я буду невеста на осень? Не буду, не буду, никогда бановала, же я ша молода, дівка не вдала. Же я ша молода, же я ша молода, дівка не вдала. Скоре собі то та дівка побанує, що вона молода, собі не зволіє. Що вона молода, що вона молода, собі не зволіє. А зволічко моя, як єша мі мігла, була я дівочка, уж не буду нігда. Була я дівочка, уж не буду нігда. Танцію, танцію, ей, ножком я не боляцтво моїм, фраїром, ей, покай моя воля. З моїм фраїром, фраїром, ей, покай моя воля. Чом би мене співала, ей, така молодейка, а мімі не плаче, ей, дітина малейка. Ані мі не плаче, ей, дітина малейка. Малейкого не мам, ей, плакати мі не вде, мужа мам доброго, ей, там я бити не вде. Мужа мам доброго, ей, там я бити не вде.
Today's historic focus is on Andriy Karabelesh, whose 115th birthday we commemorated on Friday, the 24th of September. I'm only going to give you a rough outline of the life of Andriy Karabelesh. If you want more about his poetics and politics, please go to YouTube, look up John and Helen Timo Foundation, and the second hit you will see is the Carpatha Russian Research Center's summer seminar series, The Poetics and Politics of Andriy Karabelesh, as presented in that Zoom meeting by Dr. Nick Kupensky. And I'll give you that address and that information at the end. Andriy Karabelesh was born September 24, 1906, in the village of Tibova, then the Hungarian Kingdom, today part of Zakarpattia, Ukraine. He was a pedagogue and poet of Russian national orientation in Zakarpattia. Karabelesh was educated at the Russian Gymnasium in Mukachevo, the Greek Catholic Theological Seminary in Uzhhorod, and Charles University in Prague. While still a student, he published in Russian two collections of poetry, which were dominated by mysticism, a pessimistic look on life, and a love of Russian culture. As an indication of his Russophile convictions, Karabelesh left the Greek Catholic Church and converted to Orthodoxy in 1932. After completing his studies, he taught in various elementary schools in Zakarpattia, and then at the Gymnasium in Khust and Mukachevo. When Zakarpattia was occupied by Hungary, Karabelesh moved to the western part of Czechoslovakia, to Litomyshl in Bohemia, which had just been annexed by Nazi Germany. Because of his participation in the Czech anti-Nazi underground, he was arrested and spent most of World War II in the Mauthausen, Buchenwald, and other concentration camps between 1942 and 1945, experiences which he documented in a collection later published under the title Na Smertelnom Rubeže. He remained in Czechoslovakia after the war, working in Bohemia as principal of the Czech Gymnasium in Svitavy. In 1953, Karabelesh moved to Prešov, where he taught Russian language and literature at Šafářik University. Although a member of the Ukrainian section of the Slovak Writers' Union, he continued to write in Russian. During the political crisis of 1956, he spoke out against the shortcomings of communist rule and consequently was removed from the Writers' Union. He then returned to Bohemia. In his native Soviet-ruled Zakarpattia homeland, communist ideologies began an anti-Karabelesh press campaign that criticized the content of his literary works. Although in ill health, Karabelesh finally returned to Zakarpattia in 1964, where he died within less than a year. For a more detailed lecture on the poetics and politics of Andriy Karabelesh, go to youtube.com and search John and Helen Timo Foundation, and there you will see the Carpatho-Russian Research Center Summer Seminar Series, The Poetics and Politics of Andriy Karabelesh, as presented by Dr. Nick Kupensky, who is Assistant Professor of Russian at the United States Air Force Academy. YouTube.com, John and Helen Timo Foundation. Thank you.
я чомусь смутна, я не смутна, лише біда, через тебе з ночі біда. Я не смутна, лише біда, через тебе з ночі біда. Біла мене мамка з ночі, за Іванкові чорні очі, ще й казала буде бити, обий Іванка не любити. Мамко моя зроби, да що, бо за Іванком дуже тяжко. Мені мамка ворожила, взяла течку та й набила. Мені мамка ворожила, взяла течку та й набила. Добрі тобі було мати, з межи своїх вибирати. Ти пішла за мого нянька, я люблю чужого Іванка.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call. 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU. 1-800-722-4428. For those of you that happen to live in our home base, city of Pittsburgh, the Southwestern Pennsylvania branch of the Carpatho-Russian Society is looking to restart and have some events. Unfortunately, with the pandemic the way it is, we probably won't be able to meet in person, but I just don't have the time to dedicate, as we had in the past, for the Pittsburgh chapter, getting events, whether they're Zoom, whether they're in person, and I'm looking for some volunteers to be part of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Branch Committee for Planning. So if you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, or in Southwestern Pennsylvania, or thereabouts, let me know if you are interested in being part of the planning committee. Get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com.
A teraz, panowie chudacy, zahrajte ruczakam i slojakam, żeby pamiętali, kiedy na moim weselu tancowali.
Before we leave you today, ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder that if you want to listen to this broadcast again or to any of our broadcasts since our inception in 2004, go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, and right there you will see Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. You'll see the picture of me from a show from, oh, way back when, with the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, but you will also see the site for the archives. So listen to us day or night. You can listen to our first broadcast or our last broadcast. c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org, where you can visit our new heritage store, where we provide both online and offline mail order purchases. Right now we have two items in the product line, Who Are the Russians? DVD by John Rigetti, explaining the complicated history of Russian people, and the first Russian language course for English speakers, where you can learn to start reading, writing, and speaking Russian in the context of history, culture, and traditions. We also have links to our partners, the Carpatho-Russian Research Center, the Lemko Association, and Sylvia Sunflower. So that is c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Right there on the main page, you'll see Heritage Store. You'll also see the Genealogy Forum, where it's a public discussion, and some of the topics that are there currently are on Porach, a village in Spiš County in Slovakia, Rusyn first names, census records for villages in present-day Ukraine, and much more. That all can be found on the Carpatho-Rusyn Society's webpage, c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. You can listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. Log on to your computer, your Apple phone, or your smartphone and pull down the app Rusyn FM. Rusyn FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Tímajte si a krásny týždeň. S Bohom. Thank you.
Holos Rusiniv Amerika.